This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The president's nominee for the number three job at the Treasury Department, Antonio Weiss, has taken his name out of consideration after a confirmation fight led by Senate Democrats. But if you somehow think this means Weiss won't serve in the Treasury Department, that would not be correct. He will be a counselor to Secretary Jacob Lew, an advisor. It's an arrangement that's become more common as nominees either can't get confirmed or don't want to go through the confirmation rigmarole in the first place. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ganser looks at the rise of the government advisor industry.
So what's the difference, really, between an advisor and someone who's been confirmed? Does the advisor have the same amount of power without the pain of confirmation? Depends who you ask. A former Undersecretary of Commerce, like Robert Shapiro, will tell you an advisor doesn't have staff and the formal trappings of power.
And he's not part of the established task forces in the White House.
Shapiro says advisors don't have the legal authority of someone who's been confirmed, but advisors who are close to a secretary or president can be quite influential, especially if everybody knows they're close to power. Jack Pitney teaches government at Claremont McKenna College.
A lot just depends on the individual relationship and the reputation of that person in the Washington community. The reputation for power is power.
All those powerful people aren't cheap. Paul Light teaches public service at NYU. He estimates that President Obama has 1,500 to 2,000 advisors. Light says all those bodies can cause inefficiency.
Well, it's like the childhood game of telephone, you know, where you tell a secret to the person next to you, and that person passes it on, and eventually it gets distorted or dropped.
And Light says whoever's responsible for the drop or distortion doesn't get in trouble. There's little accountability for advisors. Congress can't collar them and call them on the carpet the way they could with someone whose nomination they'd approved. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.